website or call the station and get the latest information on game times and broadcasts available. No need to check your local listing since KSDP Radio is the only one that can bring you Aleutians Eastboro basketball. And we're glad to do that, bring these games live to you. And now we're getting ready for the start of the fourth quarter. Johnny Samuelson inbounds the ball to Cody Mack. He gets it across court to Avery Samuelson. Avery drives left lane, considers the shot, kicks it back out. His pass is knocked out of bounds. Nice hustle there by Dylan Figley, but he couldn't save it as he went sprawling into the T-Jacks bench. T-Jacks ball out of bounds right in front of Coach Ralph Lindquist. Samuelson will inbound the ball. He gets it down to Josiah Mack, gives it back to Johnny. Johnny tried to dish the ball for Hamilton. It was knocked away, and the Rams come up with it. Hamler gets the ball to Bill Kelly, who gives it to Figley, and he brings it across the timeline. Figley picks up his dribble, pressured by Cody Mack, gets the ball over to Matthews. Matthews cross court to Hamler. Nice drive there by Figley, who went to the ground of his own accord. He probably could have been called for charging into Jordan Hamilton. Samuelson gets the ball, comes down. Nice through three, Sioux Valley defenders, and lays it in. 43-24, T-Jacks. Matthews now with the ball down the corner, being harassed there by Samuelson. Now double-teamed. He gets the ball. Stolen away by Jordan Hamilton. Jordan gets it off to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny goes in between three defenders again, puts it up and in. Should have drawn a foul right there, but they're not calling those in this game. Another two for Johnny. The Rams take the ball down quickly. Dylan Figley loses the handle. And now there's going to be a pushing foul called on Avery Samuelson. It's been kind of interesting to watch the two games now of really no calls, a lot of physical action, and you certainly don't want the referees to take over the game, but I think we've only had about 10 fouls called total in this entire game. Here's a steal, another steal by the T-Jacks on the inbounds pass. Josiah Mack gets it to Johnny Samuelson, and now he's going to draw the foul as he's pushed by Paxton Matthews as he went in for yet another two. Paxton getting a little cheering here from the sideline. His second foul, team second. Johnny goes to the line for two. 6:46 to play here in this game. Johnny's first shot is up and good, extending the T-Jacks lead to 22 at 46-24. He'll have one more. On the floor for the T-Jacks, Johnny Samuelson, Josiah Mack, Avery Samuelson, Cody Mack, and Jordan Hamilton. Johnny's second one off the back of the iron, no good. He's had two misses in this game, which is a rarity. And Paxton Matthews brings the ball across half court for the Rams. Double team there by Johnny and Cody. And the pass goes over to Drover. He gets it back to Figley at the top of the key on the left side to Matthews. A give and go to Figley, and it's stolen by Jordan Hamilton. His pass is deflected, though. Figley gets the ball, puts it up, no good, and he's fouled by Hamilton. So that time the Rams were ready for that outlet pass as Cody Mack already had designs on another easy two. And Figley got the ball back and went up and was fouled by Hamilton. He'll go to the line for two shots with 6:25 to play in this game. Figley's first charity toss is up and good. Nothing but net on that one. And that makes the score 46. Should be 46-25. The scoreboard hasn't registered it yet, and now there's a timeout on the floor. Everyone's kind of looking around like, what do we do? But there was a timeout called, I believe, by the Sioux Valley Rams, and it was. So 6 minutes and 25 seconds to play here at Sioux Valley High School in Talkeetna, Alaska. Those of you that have been here know how beautiful this area is. You were able to see Denali today. McKinley visible on the drive up. Just a beautiful, clear day, blue sky, sunshine, cold temperatures. Thankful for a good heater in the car. And so we enjoyed the drive up today with the teams. And they'll be spending the night here at the school before heading back to Wasilla tomorrow for tomorrow night's action. If you're listening to the games on KSDP Radio or via live streaming on the Internet, please be sure to call or write the station and let them know that you appreciate their support of Aleutians Eastboro basketball. It's our pleasure and privilege to bring in these games live whenever we can. And the support of KSDP Radio is vital to do that. And we know a lot of people called in today checking to see the game times and if they were going to be carried or not. And so we hope to continue to do so. And so make sure to let those folks know both Kells Hetherington and Virgil Porta, that you appreciate their work in getting these games to you. Both teams on the floor, and Dylan Figley knocks down the second one to make the score. Should be 46-26. They're still a point behind on the board. But right now the board says 46-25, T-Jack. Johnny Samuelson gets the ball to Jordan Hamilton, and he looks around, gets it back to Samuelson, cutting in, lays it up and in. Johnny laid it up with the right hand coming down the left side of the lane, and it's 48-25, T-Jax, as the clock ticks down to 6 minutes left in this game. Matthews with the ball, gets it to Figley. He throws it on the left side for Hamler, back to Matthews. Matthews hits Bill Kelly at the top of the key, drives in, puts up a 10-footer. No good. The rebound is brought down by Drover, who tries to bounce it into to Kelly, and it goes out of bounds off the T-Jax. Rams basketball into the basket. And the inbounds pass is stolen away by Jordan Hamilton. Jordan had four steals just in the first couple of minutes, and he's continued to come up with a lot of steals. Wouldn't be surprised if he's got double-digit steals tonight. Johnny brings the ball across the line, off a screen by Jordan, kicks it back over to Mark Newton. Mark Newton to Cody Mack, nearly hit the referee in the head with that ball. Johnny Samuelson takes it from Cody over to Jordan Hamilton. Johnny cuts through the lane, nothing there, gives it to Cody Mack, back to Johnny on the left wing. Johnny reverses dribble, does a spin move, goes down inside, tries to dish the ball to Larry Bear, who just checked in the game, and that was knocked away. Nice move by Johnny, but the Ram defense was up to that one. Double team there at the half-court stripe on Matthews. He gets the ball over there, and now here's a steal by Mark Newton. Gets the ball to Jordan Hamilton, over to Johnny Samuelson, and the T-Jacks are on the offensive again with under 5 minutes to play. Johnny spins, goes behind the back, kicks it over to Mark Newton for a two. His shot is good. Nothing but net for Mark. And the T-Jacks hit the 50-point mark, doubling up the Sioux Valley Rams, 50-25 with all fours showing on the clock right now. Matthews brings the ball across, kicks it on the right wing to Drover, back to Matthews. Over the head, throws the ball down to Drover, down in the corner there to Figley for a three, hits nothing. The ball is saved by Bill Kelly, out of bounds off the leg of Larry Bear. Nice play there by Kelly. And Stephen Currier checks back in for the Rams. Bartell trying to get the ball in for the Rams underneath the basket, closely guarded by Larry Bear. He does get it in finally to Drover in the corner, over to Matthews, who drives, puts it up, a running one-hander, no good. Kelly with a rebound, misses a bunny right there. And Currier gets the ball back. He misses a short shot, tipped around, still loose. Kelly tries to get that one off. Hamilton misses a bunny right there. And Currier gets the ball back. He misses a short shot, tipped around, still loose. Kelly tried there. Could have been a flagrant foul on Bartell as he just pushed Matt from behind. Cody completes the layup and goes to the line looking for an old-fashioned three-point play. With 4 minutes and 9 seconds left to play, T-Jax now leading by 27, 50, looking for an 5. A couple of substitutions coming in here for the T-Jax. Devin Mack in the game now for Jordan Hamilton. Looks like Drayton Newman ready to re-enter the game, probably for Cody Mack after Cody shoots this free throw. So Cody at the line, and his shot is up off the back rim, no good, and the rebound off of Larry Bear's hand and picked up by Drover. Bartell gets the ball, brings it down. Bill Kelly passes underneath to Currier, no good. Rebound by Mark Newton. He's pushing the fast break. Comes down, nice dish to Cody Mack, and the ball is knocked away by Bartell, and he takes it the other way. One-on-one against Johnny Samuelson. His wild shot is up, no good off the rim. Matthews gets the ball and puts it up, and it bounces off the rim, no good, but he's fouled. And that foul will go against, I think it'll be Devin Mack. Let's see what goes up on the board. That action is at the far end of the gym away from us. Make it Larry Bear with his first foul. Team 6, Paxton Matthews at the line, shooting is at the far end of the gym away from us, and is. Nope, make it Larry Bear with his first foul. Team 6, Paxton Matthews at the line, shooting 2. His first one is up and good. And Drayton Newman checks back in the game. Cody Mack takes a seat. Nice game by Cody tonight. 52-26, T-Jax leading the Rams here with 3:45 to play in the fourth quarter. Paxton Matthews with his second shot, dribbles the ball, bends his knees. Launches it up, in and out, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Johnny Samuelson. Johnny bring the ball, fake Bartell right onto his backside there. And Johnny's kind of laughing at that one. He He put a stutter step, and Bartel just went down. Over to Mark Newton, down to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny crossover dribble, takes the ball inside, throws it up the left hand, no good, and they're calling it travel. Johnny laughing about that one. I don't know about that call, but nevertheless, Rams will have the ball out of bounds. 3:25 left to play as Bartel brings the ball across the timeline, gets it over to Drover, and Drover now with a long shot off the back rim, no good, rebounded by Mark Newton. He pushes it ahead to Devin Mack. Devin comes in, and we're going to have a foul on number four, Bartel, as he knocked the ball loose out of Mack's hands as Devin went in for the layup, and I think we're going to have Devin Mack at the line for two, and we are. So Devin trying to get on the board for the first time tonight. And he's at the line for two. His first shot is up. And off the back of the iron, no good. He'll have one more. Dalton Gould checking in now for Mark Newton. Christensen comes in to replace Johnny Samuelson, who had another nice game. With 3:12 left to go, the T-Jacks doubling up the Rams, 52-26. And Devin Mack knocks down the second free throw. So Devin's on the board now, 53-26, T-Jacks. Bartel brings the ball across the timeline. Kicks it over on the left to Drover. Drover loses it, but Kelly picks it up. Dishes it down low. Nice pass for Currier. His shot won't go. Kelly with the rebound. No good off the front of the rim. Gets the rebound back. No good. And the ball is out of bounds off of Drayton Newman, I believe, and over to the Rams. So the Rams just missing a lot of easy shots inside there. Both Kelly and Currier had easy putback attempts, but couldn't get him to roll. The score remains 53-26 with 2:54 to play. Here's a lob pass too high, and the pass is stolen by Christensen. T-Jacks with a four-on-one break. Christensen loses the ball as he goes up. Newman and Drayton Newman pulls down the rebound. Christensen is hurt underneath. Or actually, he's not hurt. He just took a hard fall. And the referees stop play to check and see if he's okay. And Christian's another one that just throws his body around. I've seen him take some hard hits there at open gym and just gets right back up and keeps going. Coach Lindquist calls him to the feeder, and Mark Newton enters the game. Christian over there talking to Coach Lindquist. Drake Newman inbounds the ball to Mark Newton. Mark dribbling, closely guarded by Paxton Matthews. Drives the lane, lays it up, no good. Kelly with the rebound, gets stolen away at half court by Devin Mack, but Bartel takes it in and scores. Kicks the ball over to Drayton Newman. Drayton dribbles, gives it back to Mark. Drayton sets the screen. Mark drives the lane. He was open there. He gives the ball to Larry Bear. Larry trapped, but he gets a nice bounce pass to Drayton Newman. Over to Mark Newton. Mark closely guarded by Paxton Matthews. He dribbles around. Nice screen by Drayton Newman as Paxton Matthews goes to the floor. The shot is no good, though, by Mark Newton. Drayton got away with one there on the fast break. Bill Kelly takes it down and lays it in for the Rams. So Drayton Newman now takes the inbounds pass, dribbles up. He's trapped. Fast break. Bill Kelly takes it down and lays it in for the Rams. Drayton Newman now takes it in and lays it up. No good. And Drayton Newman draws a foul. That time they whistled him for it. Drayton put it wasn't a screen on the opposing player. He put a body block on him. But as we mentioned earlier, the whistles have remained silent for most of these two games tonight, and it didn't change on that one. The crowd was yelling loudly for a foul. Drayton just kind of stood there and looked at the opposing player on the floor as if to say, wow, I can do that? Here he can. Loudly for a foul. Drayton just kind of stood there and looked at the opposing player on the floor as if to say, wow, I can. King Cove, T-Jack 53. Sioux Valley Rams, 30. Paxton Matthews stepping to the line to shoot two for the Rams. Mark Newman takes over T-Jack 53. Sioux Valley Rams 30. And shot is up, no good. Thought he was shooting two. I might have missed the first one. Christensen with the ball, dribbling down, guarded by Chris Thorne. And he gets it over to Drayton Newman. He dribbles to the top of the three-point arc. Thought he was shooting two. I might have missed the first one. Christensen with the ball, dribbling down, guarded by Chris Thorne. And he gets it over to Drayton Newman. He dribbles to the top of the three-point arc. And traveling violation as he went to pass the ball. Paxton Matthews got a hand on it. And Drayton drug his foot after across the Ram logo in the middle of the floor. Closely guarded there by Dalton Gould. Drives, penetrates in the middle between Gould and Devin Mack. Kicks it outside to Lee Blazinski. Blazinski gets it in the corner to Chris Cooper. Now it's back out to Bartel as he dribbles the top of the three-point arc. Lob pass there for Chris Thorne. who gets it. His pass is intercepted by Christensen. He's coming down the fast break, gets it to Devin Mack, and the ball is saved out of bounds. Christensen with the ball. Devin Mack now slides on the floor with it, and he slides out of bounds. If you're the type of basketball fan that just likes for the referee to let him play, boys, you'd like this one. They're just letting him go at it with reckless abandon. 57 seconds left to go in this NFL matchup. And the Rams have the ball down in the corner. Number two, Chris Cooper, trapped in the corner by Larry Bear. Larry applying good defense. He finally gets the ball to Bartell, who drives in, goes up for the reverse, and lays it in over Christensen. Nice play there by Chris Bartell. 53-32, T-Jacks. The clock ticking down now, 35 seconds as Christensen brings the ball across timeline and lays it in over Christensen. Nice play there by Chris Bartell. 53-32, T-Jacks. The clock ticking down now, 35 seconds as Christensen brings the ball across timeline to Devin Mack. He nice pass to Dalton Gould underneath, but he missed his shot. Beautiful pass there by Devin. Good look. Dalton just rushed that one a little bit and went off the glass. No good. Rams ball. They got it down now with 20 seconds to play. And the ball is tipped away by Devin Mack, but recovered there by Cooper. He gets it to Thorne. No good. The ball is rebounded by Dalton Gould, and fast break ball out to Devin Mack. His shot is no good. Going back the other way with 5 seconds left. Oh, and the pass is going to go out of bounds off of Chris Cooper's foot for the Rams. And with 1.6 seconds left, T-Jacks will inbound the ball, and this one will be over here in just a moment. And now Christensen looking for someone to inbound the ball to. And he rolls it in. It's intercepted by Chris Cooper, who puts it up at the buzzer. No good. It went in, but it was waved off. The referee waved that one off before it even hit the rim, and it was looked like a late attempt. The referee waved that one off before it even hit the rim, and it was a end of our matchup tonight here between the King Cove Tundra Jacks and the Susitna Valley Rams. With the final score, T-Jacks 53, Rams 32. We'll score T-Jacks 53, Rams 32. Tomorrow, if we get to bring you the games from Wasilla Lake, we thank you for tuning in here tonight. Thanks to the folks at KSDP Radio for carrying both the Rookies and T-Jacks games tonight in this doubleheader. From the brand new Susitna Valley, carrying both the Rookies and T-Jacks games tonight in this doubleheader. From the break for the games there, we want to thank you for being here tonight. And we'll say goodnight from Talkeetna with, once again, the final score for the King Cove Rookies defeated the Susitna Valley Rams 40-6. And in the nightcap, the King Cove T-Jacks 53, Susitna Valley 32. Good night, everyone. 53, Susitna Valley 32. Good night, everyone. King Cove T-Jacks 53, Susitna Valley 32. Good night, everyone.